Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by telephone today, we are delighted to have Dan Loftus, who is the state statistician with the USDA. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
So last week we talked about the agricultural census and kind of what that means. Now I thought we might dial into some other things that are interesting, like what's the trend with organic farming, for instance?
Well, it's been trending up through the previous organic production survey, which we did in 2008, and then also through the previous two census years. Which is really the first times we looked into some of the organic production. So it will be interesting to see what the detail shows us in May, to see how that has reacted to what's gone on in agriculture over the last five or so years.
Mm-hmm. So what's some of the big statistics that you found in the data that came out just on a statewide level?
Yeah, for the state of Minnesota, what we've got is for the number of farms, which is one of the main statistics that comes out of that. And so we've got 74,537 farms reported in the 2012 census. And that compares to just under 81,000 in 2007. And so that's down about 8% from the previous census that we conducted in 2007.
That's about 7,000 farms in 5 years, is my math right?
Yeah, it's actually right around 6,500 farms in that five-year period of time.
Now, does that represent just some farms just getting bigger?
Well, yeah, as you can imagine, there's all kinds of different moving variables that would apply to a number of farms statistic. At this point, we have a land and farm statistic, which is includes really everything. You know, the majority of land and farms you would be the things that you'd recognize, which is the cropland, the hay land, pasture land, but it can also include some information like woodland, if the producers include that as part of their operation, or even some grazing land, some things that wouldn't ordinarily be cultivated, so to speak. And so that's what we consider land and farms. And in 2012, that was just over 26 million acres in Minnesota, and that went down just a little bit. Down 3% from the previous census in 2007. And so when you compare those two sets of numbers, that gives us an average. And so a lot of people like to look at the average size of farm. And so over the long term, the average size of farm has been steadily increasing. And so the number of farms has been falling over the long term, and the land and farms has stayed relatively the same. And so you tend to get a slightly larger average size of farm. And so this year we're at 349 acres as an average, and that's up about 5% from the previous census.
Dan Loftus, a statewide statistician with the U.S. Department of Agriculture in the Twin Cities. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.